We are currently at 98 songs.
Holy moly.
I submitted one today. Just to try to get us over the hump.
Do you want to email that to us so that we can review that too?
Oh God. I'd rather not. It's just a G&G song. But yeah, if it's published, we should probably do it. But at the same time, I don't want Sam to have to do more work. So Sam wants to have 100 songs on there. Maybe it'll happen.
All right, let's compromise then. Niv, let's you and me review this G&G song from Chumpy without ever having heard it. Now, I have strong opinions on the song.
Every day in Anaheim, they line the colored sidewalks, blankets on the concrete street. By winter's chill or summer's heat, the days cannot be complete without a march down the
I think, Chubby, you know what I'm going to complain about first.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you know what it is.
There are not enough dick jokes in it.
Thank you. Yes. No, I had no idea. I was hoping that you would come up with your own criticism of it. But yeah, I think it's lovely. I love the lead vocals. I think the lyrics are clever and poignant.
I just reused Lycan Throat's lyrics to a different melody. So they're well written. Thank you, Lycan Throat.
Yes. Yeah, it's I think the recording quality of the guitar could have, I think that you know, a little bit of tweaking there might have helped. Maybe a little a light chorus or something would have added to it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you know, I sure. always love backing vocals. I wish you'd done more backing vocals. But other than that, I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I'm voting for it.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
It's going directly on my playlist.
The thing that really surprised me in hearing the song was how much of a Roy Orbison type feel was in your vocal.
Oh yeah,
like, I didn't know you had that in you, but there was just so much emotion and, you know, and a little bit of a falsetto that I didn't expect there. A little
Ray Orbison is a beautiful man. He was a beautiful man,
and the fact that you were able to channel that in your song, it's just, it's absolutely amazing. And you know what, it's probably gonna get a vote from me too.
I should play with the guys who sound like the Traveling Wilburys. I forget who. Is that Shoehorn TC?
I believe it was.
Yeah. All right, I'll be emailing them, PMing them on the boards.
Good job. All right. Okay, so back to Pork Producer and Carol Cleveland Sings.
Yeah, yeah.
A quick note. I have loved Carol Cleveland Sings for years and decades, I think, by now. Just loved what they've done. They turned into something else where I actually bought some of their albums.
The Spinto Band.
Yes, the Spinto Band. Oh, my goodness. And they had some of their Song Fight songs on their Spinto Band albums. They also have a video for their song Jimmy Hat. Which was turned into, what was it? It was, I think they changed the title of it and put it into something else. But Jimmy Hat is a great song from Song Fight. Or if I'm doing it the opposite, like they might have changed the name to Jimmy Hat or something. But it's on...
No, Jimmy Hat is a Song Fight title.
Okay. I believe they switched the name out to something else and put it on... They have a video on YouTube for it, which is them just like in a field. And they're just kind of like hanging out with acoustic instruments and stuff like that, and doing a quirky, funny, excellent version of it. So I highly recommend it. But anyhow, yeah, so I'm eager to hear this Carol Cleveland Sing song, and it'll be neat to see this Pork Producer song too. You want to take 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and just listen to him?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right.